We're learning Dvarim Ha'im Din Beruma Yisrael Olam. We're holding here in the sugya of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba. The Elu She'en Lam Chelek Olam Haba. Ha'imer Ein Tchias Ha'meisim Min Atay. So we spoke previously about the Shitas HaRambam. The Shitas HaRambam, as it relates to understanding what exactly the end of days and Olam Haba are. And again, the introduction to this whole shmooze was that when we think of Achris Hayomim, so there's a whole bunch of different ideas that seem to conflate. You have Yemoisa Mashiach, you have Tchias HaMesim, you have Olam Haba, you have Gan Eden, you have Shis Alfishnin V'Chad Charuv. And to us, it's all the end of days, and there's an Indian of Ayin Le'Ras Elikim Zulascha, and we're looking forward, Be'ez Hashem, to the day where it's going to be Umal Aretz Day, and we're going to finally be potter from the Bitter Galus. But in terms of what everything means, it's not something that we know. And the truth is, there is an Inyan of Ayin Le'Ras Elikim Zulascha, and we're not supposed to know. And we're not supposed to ponder it too much either. But at the same time, we're learning the sugya right now, and I think that just having a little bit of clarity in these Inyanim can be very, very helpful. So again, we went through the Shitas HaRambam, which is in Perek Ches and Perek Tes and Hilchas Tshuva. It's also in his Hakdamah to Perek Chelek, and it's also in his Maimer Tchias HaMeisim, where the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says that the Tachlis of everything is to one day merit a portion of the world to come. The world to come, Olam Haba, says the Rambam, is a world where this Chayim She'en Imahem Maves and this Toiva She'en Imara. It's utopia. It's chayim with no mothers. And it's toiv with no ra. And really, that is the ultimate. The ultimate is for a person to work hard in this world and to be zoicha to the toiva hatzvuna letzadikim, which is chayim olam haba. And the ultimate oynish, says the Rambam, is for a person not to be zoicha to that. The ultimate oynish is not gehenim, it's not being punished. The ultimate oynish is to not be zoicha to olam haba, which the Rambam says is kores. He kores by olam hazet, he kores olam haba. What does it mean to kores olam haba? It means being cut off in the next world, not being allowed entry, not being zoicha. Then the Rambam said, so what exactly is olam haba? So the Rambam says, olam haba in by gufu gviya. There's no body, there's no gviya. Ela nafshei satzadikim bavad, beloy guf, kamalachi asharis. And the Rambam says, if there's no guf in olam haba, that means all the physical pleasures don't exist as well. There's no achila, there's no shtia, there's no tashmish. All the different things that people do in this world don't exist in the next world, because those are all physical things. And in the next world, there's no physicality. All it is an olam haneshamas. And the Rambam says, by the way, shem teiko b'yinecha toivazu. Maybe you're going to say, I mean, there's no guf, and you don't have all the taivas that a person can have in this world, so why am I looking forward to it? Why is it such a big deal? So the Rambam says that if you think that, you're not a wise person. Because the emes is, the toiva that svuna letzadikim is so much greater than any anon, any pleasure that a person could possibly have in this world. Now, we can't describe it. And the reason we can't describe it is because we're balei guf. And the Rambam in Lashoni Azov says that if you were going to try to describe to a person olam haba, it would be like trying to describe colors to a person that can't see, or music to a person that can't hear. It's not possible. If you don't have the chushim to be masigit, so how are you supposed to be masigit? But in reality, says the Rambam, you want to know what olam haba is. Olam haba is an olam haneshama. He says no guf gviya, there's no achila v'shtiya. All it is nafshes hatzadikim. He says tzadikim yoishvim v'atoreseim v'rashem v'nenemiz v'ashchina. These are all mishalim, not things that we can really, really understand. But at the same time, this is the greatest toiv that a person could possibly have. Then the Rambam says, okay, so if the tachlis is olam haba, so what's yimayis haMashiach? Right, so what's yimayis haMashiach? What's that all about? What is yimayis haMashiach? The tachlis is olam haba. Olam haba is an olam haneshama. Moisa Mashiach is not Olam HaNeshamos. In fact, in bein Olam HaZeh, the Moisa Mashiach, Elo Shibud Malchias Bovat. We're all waiting for Mashiach. It's one of the Yud Gimel Animamims. Achakulei B'chol Yom Sheyava. Right? It's going to be the greatest time. So what is it? If it's not the Tachlis, it's not Olam Haba, so where do you place it? Like, what exactly is it? So the Rambam says a chiddush. The Rambam says, you want to know what the Moisa Mashiach is? It's going to be a time where Yidden are not going to have pressures, and it's going to be a time where Yidden are going to be able to focus on learning and doing mitzvahs. As a result, they'll be able to acquire more Olam Haba. Yemos HaMashiach is going to be a zman that's going to be mesugal for a person to be able to acquire Olam Haba. In fact, the Rambam says, Yemos HaMashiach is no different than all the zmanim and the Yehudei HaTorah. So when the Torah talks about the different zmanim, where if you're going to do the right thing, v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam, and all the brachas that you're going to have, v'nasati mitam, all of that is about facilitating and allowing the yid to be able to do more Torah mitzvahs, schar mitzvah mitzvahs like this, you'll be zoicha to a chelek gnei l'mabah. That's essentially what your Moshe HaMashiach is going to be. It's going to be the greatest manifestation of all the brachas that the Torah talks about that a person's going to be zoicha to in the event he's going to do the right thing. But you want to know if it's the tachlis? It's not the tachlis. And this is really a very, very brief summary of the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Ches and Perek Tes. It's interesting that in Perek Ches and Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam doesn't mention a word about Gan Eden, and the Rambam doesn't mention a word about Tchias HaMeisim. He talks about what Olam Haba is, and he bavarns Yemois HaMashiach, and he shtals it to all the Yehudei HaTorah, all the different brachas that the Torah talks about in different places. That's what the Zman of Yemois HaMashiach is. It's a chetimtza, it's a time where it's mesugal for a person to be able to merit more Olam Haba. But in terms of Gan Eden, the Rambam didn't say a word. In terms of Tchias HaMeisim, the Rambam also didn't say a word. But Divrei HaRambam are Aniyim B'Makom Echad and they're Ashirim B'Makom Echad. The Rambam is Akdama the Perek Chelek. He does talk about Gan Eden. And he says Gan Eden is a place, it's a physical place, like the Rishonim say in Parshas Bereishis, that's Yerubinus Gala B'Soif HaYomim. Meaning, presumably around the time of Yemois HaMashiach, it's going to be then that Gan Eden is going to be Neskala. It's going to be a place of Tainug. And during that time, the tzaddikim that are going to be alive are going to be able to have ana. What's Tchias HaMeisim? Tchias HaMeisim is the same thing. During that kufa, the meisim, the tzaddikim, the Rambam says, are going to come back to life. But says the Rambam, even though there's going to be Gan Eden, and even though there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim, and even though there's going to be Yemois HaMashiach, that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is the Olam HaNeshamas, the Olam Haba. Now, one second. If it's not the tachlis is the Olam Haba. So why are they there? Says the Rambam, they're only there for a transient period of time. But all these people are going to die. They're going to leave the world. And when they leave the world, they're going to go back to the Olam HaNeshamas. As if to say, tzaddikim now that are in Olam Haba, kol Yisrael yeshlam chelek l'Olam Haba. And then Mashiach's going to come, there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim, the tzaddikim are going to come back to life. But after they're going to come back to life, they're eventually going to die again. In other words, if you think about it a little bit, the Rambam saying that when Mashiach comes, Olam Hazeh is going to continue to exist. There's going to be a hemshech of Olam Hazeh. There's also going to be Olam Haba. That's also going to continue to exist. Right now, in the world of the Rambam, there's Olam Hazeh and there's Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, that's where we are. Anshei Shleimenu. Olam Haba, that's where people go after they leave this world. When Mashiach comes, those two worlds will continue to exist side by side, simultaneously. There's going to be an Olam Hazeh, and there's going to be an Olam Haba. Now, the Olam Hazeh is going to be a different Olam Hazeh. It's going to be an Olam Hazeh with Yemois HaMashiach, where it's going to be Neskala Gan Eden, where there's going to be Tzadikim Fria de Gedoris, there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. But the point is that there's going to be Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. And just like now, a person that's an Olam Hazeh at some point will die, and he's going to go to Olam Haba, which is the Tachlis. In that new world, it's going to be the same thing. In that Hemshech of the world, the way we have it right now, it's going to be the same exact thing. There's going to be an element of Olam Kim and Hagai Hoylech, albeit with these incredible supernatural knaches, but at the same time, that world will continue to exist. People are going to die, and after they die, they're going to go to Olam Haba, which is where people go where they die. Bizman Hazeh. Just to bring out one sentence in the Rambam to make the point. When the Rambam talks about Mashiach in his Akdama Techeluk, he says, V'hamashiach yomus. Mashiach's going to die. Mashiach's going to die. Yeah, Mashiach's going to die. V'yimloich b'noyu ben b'noy. And then his son and his grandson. V'simoshech malchusoy meshech zman otzum ma'oid. And the malchus is going to go on for a very, very long time. V'yarchu gam yimei chayeyem. And people are going to live longer, etc., etc. But really, this is something that's going to go on a long time. The Engle Hispali, says the Rambam, should this guy in Malchusei Alfei Shonim, thousands and thousands of years. I'll bring it out even sharper. The Rambam in his Mor Nevuchim, and this is in Chelek Beis, it's Perek Chof Tes. So he quotes Aristotle, Kedarke Bakoidish, he quotes Aristoi, that Aristoi believed Sha'olam Engle Katmai, right? He was the ultimate Koifer of Fria de Gedairis, and Aristoi believed Sha'olam Engle Katmai, Sha'olam Engle Katmai. And the Rambam says something that only the Rambam can say. He says, quote, Anu maskimim im aristoi bechatsi midaitoi. He said, Amoide b'miktas. We believe a little bit in what Aristoi said. Meaning, what does it mean, Oilam ein lo kadmoin? It means the world always was and the world always will be. Says the Rambam, we moide bechatsi midaitoi. Umaminim. Not she'olam ein likadmei chalila. That's the tachlis of kvira. But we believe shamitzius hazois nitzchis v'tmidis b'teva hazeh shachovitz bo yisala. V'lo yishtani mimeno shum dover ela b'protim mimeno al derech hanes. But l'maisa, the world is always going to exist. And that's the shittas harambam. Olam hazeh is going to always go. Now, what about the Gemara that says the world's going to exist for 6,000 years? V'chad charev. The Rambam addresses it in the Gemara. And the Rambam says, if we're talking about the world as being charev, that means it exists. It means it exists, because if it doesn't exist, it's not charev. And it's not just that, 1,000 years of churban? If there's no world, there's no zman. So by definition, there's going to be a world. There's going to be a churban, and the world is going to regenerate itself. Again, it's not going to be the way we see it now. But at the same time, there's going to be a concept of oylam hazeh, oylam habah, mit haklarkeit. This is the shittas harambam. So here's part two. Part two is that there was a great goyin, great Sfardish goyin. His name was Rav Meir Halevi Abu Lafya, also known as the Rama, also known as the Yad Rama. The Yad Rama was going through the Rambam and Mishneh Torah, specifically the Rambams in Perek Ches and Perek Tes in Hilchos Teshuva, where he saw the Rambam's depiction of L'Osad Lavay and the end of days, and he couldn't believe what he was reading. And he decided that he has to write a letter. He has to be Moicha Keneged the Rambam. And he's writing the letter to the Chachmei Luniel. The Chachmei Luniel were the great Bezdin that was in Luniel, France. And he wrote a letter addressing the Gadol Shebahem, who was Rabbeinu Yonason. By the way, you see the Rishonim quote sometimes Rabbeinu Yonason. That's where Rabbeinu Yonason is. He was the leader, the Av Bezdin of the Chachmei Luniel. And he writes a letter to the Chachmei Luniel, and he says as follows. He says, I know that the Rambam is considered the Gadol Adar. And I know that you've waxed poetically about the greatness of the Rambam. Everybody knows that. He said, but I was going to the Rambam, Hilchos Teshuva, in Perikhes and Perikdes, and I was looking about what the Rambam wrote as it relates to Olam Haba. And it sounds to me like the Rambam does not believe that there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. He said, I went through Perikhes, Perikdes, Rambam didn't say one word about Tchias HaMeisim. It sounds like there's going to be no Tchias HaMeisim. Rambam's talking about Olam Haba. Yeah, of course, he believes in Olam Haba. But he says clearly that Olam Haba doesn't involve the guf. In by guf or gviya, there's no achila v'shtiya. Right? It's nafshes ha-tzadik and buvad. That's what it is. And said, the Yad Ramah, Rebbeinu Dal Makula. I don't understand. Learn the first few dafin and Perek Chelik. It's so obvious that there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. And not just that, read the Gemara. It's so obvious that it's going to be in a literal sense. Right, the Gemara talks about how they're going to get up. And they're going to be wearing the Levush. They're not going to be wearing the Levush. Just animo chatzdi ve'erpa, mitdom, omdom. Go through every Gemara that we learned. Every single Gemara kamat is mashma that there's going to be a real physical Tchias HaMeisim. And it sounds to me like the Rambam doesn't hold of a Tchias HaMeisim. Because it sounds like the Rambam holds that, yeah, there's an Olam Haba, but he says clearly that Olam Haba is Nafshes HaTzadikim, which means there's no guf. I Tchias HaMeisim, and it sounds like he doesn't hold Tchias HaMeisim. And he says, oh, by the way, you can say, how could you not hold Tchias HaMeisim? I know how. Because the Rambam wrote extensively in his Moira and in his Hakdamah Techelik, and even mentions it a few times in Hilchos Teshuva, that when Chazal say things in Yoni Agada, very often it's Derech Mashal V'chida. Right? That's very often what it's meant to be. So he said, I'm just connecting the dots. And I'm going to say a word about Tchias HaMeisim. The Rambam says that really Divrei Chazal are meant to be understood by Mashal V'chida. And it sounds like he understood that the whole Tchias HaMeisim was a Mashal V'chida. For what? For Olam Haba, which is really at its core an Olam HaNeshamas. And said the Yad Ramah, I don't know what to make of this. I'm mamish so taken aback. And he says, it sounds to me like the Rambam holds there's no Tchias HaMeisim for the Gof. I can't even say out of my mouth what the Yad Ramah wrote. And he says, I know the Rambam is great. I know you hold him in incredible esteem. But he says, there's no Eitzah. He says, I just don't know what to say, right? I don't know what to say. I'll just read you a few excerpts just to get a little bit of a feel, right? He's, again, saying that the Rambam seems to hold that Tchias HaMeisim is not going to be in a physical sense. See, he brings the Gemara that the Gemara says, it doesn't say, L'mayyubu yumeichem v'mei v'neichem al adoma ha-shenishba Hashem la'viseichem lo'sei slochem. It says, lo'sei slochem. It says, lo'shen is v'mein ha-gviyois choyois Eretz Yisrael lo'molehem. If there's no guf, he says, what exactly is Eretz Yisrael? Right? He says, not just that. One of the Gemaras was, Ani omus fa'achye. Right? Kodesh Baruch says, I kill and I cause people to come back alive. Now, v'mein ha-gviyois choyois, harei eilem mechayel l'mishahemes. Right? The Gemara made a big deal about
about it. Masha ani memes ani mechaya. Well, what dies when a person dies? The guf. If the guf doesn't come back to life, so what's the tchias meis? The neshama never die. So what is where do you find hari eme mechaya l'misha hemes? And then he says ma aarich lefnei rabbosai v'atalmid mole al kol gidois of rayos rabbos berurois umi yishma elav bedaver azeh. Who's gonna listen to him? Now he says, I understand the Gemara says that olam haba there's no achila v'shtia, right? There's no achila v'shtia. So maybe the Rambam held if there's no achila v'shtia, it must be there's no guf, right? Because if there's a guf, then by definition there have to be a chiluv shtiyah. And by the way, the Rambam says a mefurish in the Zakhtom at the Chelek. It's one of the arguments that the Rambam makes. But said the Yad Ramah, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lo yochalti umayim lo shosisi. El Yohan Novi. Also, so you find that there were tzaddikim. So if these tzaddikim could do it, he said, I don't understand what's the issue. He says, the Rambam held that. Now, he says, if you're going to tell me that maybe the Rambam holds, maybe you're going to tell me the Rambam really holds that there will be a Tchias HaMeisim, which, of course, we know is the truth, and afterwards, they're going to die. He says, but if that's the case, al tovei nafshi besoidam. He says, it makes no sense. Ki ha'omnam imlocha yilchaduni chav leishol b'moiksham, lomo lichayim, toiv liyoidan isham. So what's the point of coming? He says, I mamish don't understand. And then he writes at the end, v'chisoy mru ishu, the Ein Bi Yisrael Kamoyu, you're going to tell me there's no one like the Rambam, and you have no right to say what you're saying. Gam ata kitivrechem keinu. So zayin that you're telling the truth. Ochein ein tfuno v'ein eitzol v'neged hamesayif puara b'maratza. Somebody writes something like this. Alzeh nema ein chochem v'ein eitzol v'ein tfuno v'neged Hashem. I mean, this is an old school macha, right? There were times where Gedolei Yisrael were moicha and other Gedolei Yisrael. This is like mamish davia voice in terms of that. And he's writing this about the Rambam. Either way, he sends it to the Chachmi Lonil, and then he says, I'm begging you, please respond. And he got a response. Now, he didn't get a response from Rabbeinu Yohanesin, who was the head of the Chachmi Lonil. He got a response from one of the Chavri HaBezdin, Reb Aaron ben Reb Meshulim, and he wrote back to him as follows. Just read again a few short excerpts. Eich mi leiso lipcho lahalois al ruchacho, ledaber be'ishma alikim, ki nota levovei mitoiris alikim chayim. As if the Rambam doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim and the whole thing is a mashal lechida. V'lo yamin b'chayim ki yokitzu v'chi yoiru mishnasam sheikh neyafer v'cholilo cholilo lohoitzi olav diba al zois val kayoitzeba ki noida b'Yisrael v'Yehuda ki ein azor ninelis b'Yisrael b'chochmo v'yirascheit u'be'emuno v'yishras levav kamoyu ayoyim. There's no one in the whole world like the Rambam. How could you even talk this way? And he says not just that. V'hinei b'sefer ma'doi hayokar mipazu mipninim diber b'kama mekoymes al he goes to the 24 people that have no chayz leil mabo. He says someone that denies tchias amesim, and he says clearly ki u koyfer v'api kiris umin ve'ech shogisa b'mamarov v'loy binoisa b'svarov v'loy havinoisa devarov. He says, I understand how you could do that. And then he says, Rav Haigoyin said similar things already to what the Rambam said. Rav Sadyugoyin said similar things to what the Rambam said. There's a real Messiah to maybe have this idea and this view of what things are going to look like in the end of days. And then he says, you didn't understand the Rambam. And he goes on and he has a whole arichas. At the very, very end, the Yad Ramah was a younger man at the time. And he says, I don't understand. First of all, you're a younger man. And he says, besides, he said, this is such a complex area. Wait, you're going to tell me you understand these sugyas? We know we don't understand it. So good, so the Rambam held a certain way, and you don't agree with what the Rambam said. But you're coming out fire and brimstone, and you're coming out and you're accusing the Rambam of things that Mamush, we can't say out of our mouth. If it's a sugya, you have a clarkite in Mamelo, but no one has a clarkite in this. That's his lashon. He says, you should know, koshke mitvorim shafilu akadmoinim achachomim va'agoinim lo yordu l'tachlas amitos o'asidas yankiyim soidois ve'inim mefuroshes kechol atzorich b'sifrei anavuos lo daso emes kami yimei shnei chayim moshiach v'kami yir ben yimois ha-mashiach ben tchias ha-meisim v'kami yir ben tchias ha-meisim v'ilom ha-ba u'mayasu ha-chayim ben tayim v'achas shen ne'omo mimcho tushiyo v'lo yodato aleizo o'ilom ha-mo omer ha-rab she'im ba'guf ha-gviyo hoiso tehilo l'cho dumiyo. You should have been quiet and you shouldn't have said anything. Either way, the Yad Ramah got the letter from Aaron Meshulam and he sent back like a 10-page response. It's very long and it's very hard. At the end of the whole story, they decided that they're going to send this vikuach to the Rashmi Shantz. They're going to send it to the Rashmi Shantz. He was the head of the Bali Toysus living in France, and the Rashmi Shantz should be Machria. The Rashmi Shantz was Machria, and the way the Rashmi Shantz was Machria was like the Yad Ramah's understanding of La'asid Lovay, not like the Rambam's understanding of La'asid Lovay. Now, we rather mention this vikuach once upon a time, if it sounds familiar. It's in fact known in its Arabic word as the Kitab al-Rasail. We mentioned this in Perek HaMoiches HaSvina because one of the subplots that's playing itself out over here is, are you meant
And are you mechuyev to take all the gemaras that talk about different agadot things literally or not literally? Because really a lot of it hinges upon that. If you're supposed to take all these imyanim literally, so literally it sounds like it's going to be one way. But if you're not supposed to take it literally, then it's going to be a little bit different. One of the arguments that Rabbi Aaron Bar Meshulam made back to the Yad Ramah was, he told him, "V'chiyala alev ish enasan Hashem chochma b'libay lo kachas divrei agada kipshata v'apsukim kitzurasa." Any person that has lev and chochma knows not to take it literally. And the Rashmi Shantz, when he writes back to Rabbi Aaron Ben Shulam and his Machriya, he says, "You said, how could a bardas take it literally? You know what I think? These are literally two completely diametrically opposed opinions as it relates to how we go about this in it. But either way, so the Rambam wrote his Mishneh Torah. Perek Tes, didn't say a word about Chiyas HaMesim. And the Yad Ramah, Reb Meir Halevi Abu Lafi, one of the great Rishonim of all time, he interpreted that as the Rambam being of the opinion that there's going to be no real Chiyas HaMesim. And it's a mashal, it's a chida, and the Rambam, the Shitasai, who very often teaches things as being a mashal or a chida, this must be what he meant. This must be what he meant. And he said, as so many riyas, that that's not the way it is, and to do this is a bechin of being kofi b'chiyas HaMesim. And that's the allegation that he puts at the doorstep of the Rambam, and this is his grosa macha that he makes on the svarim of the Rambam. Rabbi Aaron Bar Meshulam defended the Rambam. You have to go through it to get a better handle of what exactly the defense was. He responded back to Yad Ramah. They send it to the Rashmi Shantz, and the Rashmi Shantz says, not with regards to the Rambam, the Gavra, but as it relates to this Shita of Olam Haba Chiyas HaMesim, he says, no way, Pshat over here is not like the Rambam. This is going to be a bona fide Chiyas HaMesim where people are going to come back to life with their growth. Now, as it relates to the other Shita, that's Mitzvah Shem, the third rate, right? We didn't even touch the other Shita yet. What we're saying is that there's Pukim on the Rambam. But I just want to mention one final thing, and that is that unbeknownst to Rav Meir HaLevi, the Yad Ramah, and unbeknownst to the Chachmi Lunil, and unbeknownst to the Rashmi Shantz, many years earlier, the Rambam himself was forced to defend his position. The Yad Ramah was not the Mechadish of this Ha'ara on the Shitas HaRambam. And the Rambam himself, B'chvoide V'atzmai, was forced to defend his position because there were others that were making similar allegations. They were accusing the Rambam of not believing in a literal Tchias HaMesim. And the Rambam defended it by writing a letter, which apparently didn't really get the response that he was hoping it was going to get, and therefore writing another letter, and that letter is what we know today as the Maimer Tchias HaMesim of the Rambam. The Maimer Tchias HaMesim was written as a response to this very argument. I'm just going to read a few excerpts of the Rambam Tchias HaMesim because it's very, very interesting. So the Rambam, in the beginning of Maimer Tchias HaMesim, he talks about his Mishneh Torah and his Pirush HaMishnayos, and he says like this: "V'kasher hisparsem chiburenu zeh ba'arotzos," when our chibur became famous in all the lands, "v'hispashet b'ktzavos," and from sea to shining sea, from one side of the world to the other side of the world, people were learning unzer esfar. Right? The Rambam's writing b'derech achna. It's interesting because the Rambam sometimes will say yearly, but here he's saying it. Then uns haben gesagt, right? We said, not me, we. But either way, so when our svarim became a forsim, nemar lanu, it was told to us, she'echad min ha-talmidem b'damesek, that there was a Talmud, student, yeshiva bach in Damascus, Omar said, she'ein tchias ha-mesim. It's kedai to hear this. So a Talmud gets up in Damascus, Syria, and he says, Rabbi said, there's going to be no tchias ha-mesim. V'loi toshev ha-nefesh l'guf achre hiparta. And the nefesh is not going to return to the guf after it's separated. V'amru loi kolan she'a maimera, hu eich taim ha-zeh. And there were people there, and they started throwing things at him, right? They started saying, what are you talking about? How could you say that? He says, I have a raya. He says, what's the raya? I have a raya from the Rambam. This is the Rambam writing. He brought a raya from uns. They said, listen, I know what you're talking about. It's Pasha, this is going to be a Tchias HaMesim. Everybody knows that, right? But Omar, he said back, he said, No. All those psukim, everything you know, kula mashal. They're all mashalim. Va'archu devreim imay, and they had a whole debate. V'kashen noy dalonu masha'era. Word got back to us, and we were informed of what happened. Ram says, I didn't pay attention to it. Because we said, okay, this one guy who misinterpreted what I said, no, you can't make all the people happy all the time, right? What are you going to do? So there's always going to be people that are going to err, right? Tzadikim yelchubam, upoichim yukashlubam, vazolachton. She'ein misha yiskal zev aloysha tiksha olav avonas mashaman. I can't believe rational people, but they're clearly going to make this mistake. But then it was in the year 1500 lishtaris. This is the year 1189, the Mispara. This time we received a letter from Yemen. Where they're asking us questions to clarify what I wrote in Hilchas Tshuva. And they said that there are people there that paskin, the guf dies, gone, and the nefesh is never going to return to the guf. And the gmul is only going to be for the nefesh. And again, what was the grosser raya from us? And when the Olam questions, what are you talking about? We learned the beginning of Chelek. We just learned a few blot. That's not meant to be taken literally. And he said, this idea of mis or taking what I said to mean there's going to be no real tchias amesim has already spread. It's pervasive. Ubikshu mimenu tshuva. And they asked me for a tshuva. Veheshivuni al sheilusam. So he said, I responded. Ubeyarnu lahem, and I explained to them, tchias amesim pinas atayra. It's a very important thing. Veheshoiv hanefesh laguf alo yefayr is there. Because one day the nefesh is going to return to the guf. Veshechayi olam abo achat tchias amesim. But then a person's going to die, and then he's going to go back. Meaning, even though the Rambam says not to preclude the fact that there's Olam Haba now, but that a person's going to go there, like we wrote in Perek Chelek, and I was pretty confident that I was able to quash all these rumors. But then this year, it happened again. 2 years later, this is already the year 1191. This time we got it from Baghdad. Either way, I got it from Damascus, said the Rambam. Then I heard it from Yemen. And now I heard it from Baghdad. And I realized the whole world is misunderstanding. And they're misinterpreting my sheet of Tchias HaMesim. So the Rambam says, I have no choice. I have to take matters in my own hand. He said, to make things worse, somebody wrote a letter explaining my sheet. And I don't think it's the pshat. He says, you know, sometimes you have to, right? You have to control the narrative. So says the Rambam, I'm going to control the narrative right now, and I am going to tell you the emes. And he says as follows. I'm skipping a lot. He says, I want you to know, Zok the Rambam, that Tchias HaMesim is one of the Yisoytis. And someone who doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim is a koifer be'ikr. And he's someone that has no chelik in Teiras Moshe. Right? She Tchias HaMesim ha-mefursemes va-noidas ba-mu-senu ha-muskem oleo asher rav zichro betfilois mechlal kitoisenu ba-sipurim u-ba-tchinois asher chibur ba-navim g'day la-chachomim in yono shoiv zois ha-nefesh l'guf achrei ha-preda ze ma-shaloi nishma ba-uma ma-chloikis olo ve-ein bo-i-pirish klal ve-ein mutter la-hamim be-ish me-anche ha-dal. If anyone tells you that this is not going to be a real Tchilas HaMesim, he's a liar. And the Rambam, by the way, goes on to say that even though I very often am a farish things that it really means a mashal, not this. This is different. This is not a mashal. This is meant to be taken very, very literally. And he goes on and on and on. And he says it's 100% literal. You cannot make a mistake. He says, so why did everyone make a mistake? He said, obviously, because I was so mayrich as it relates to Olam Haba. And I only mentioned briefly Tchilas HaMesim. Right? Here's the irony of the whole thing. The Olam was accusing the Rambam of not believing in a real Tchias HaMesim. The problem is the Rambam spoke about Tchias HaMesim. He said it. He didn't mention it. Okay, so he wasn't Mayrich in Tchias HaMesim. The whole Perikhes, Perik Tesel, Cheshuvah, the whole Akdom of the Perik Chelek is all Olam Haba, Olam Haba, Olam Haba. He wasn't Mayrich in Tchias HaMesim. But the Rambam said, I don't understand. I have to be Mayrich. He says, why do I have to be Mayrich? And then the Rambam says, you should know, my derech is to always be Makatzer. That's my derech. He says a famous lashon here. If I had the ability to take the entire Talmud Talmud and encapsulated in one parak, I would have never put it into two. My derech is always to be mekatzer. Sometimes you have to be meirich. If I have what to say and to contribute, he says, "Tchias amazing, vazolich zogin." It's a miracle. It's a nes. It's not something we could understand. It's something we have a munah shalem is going to happen. Ma'arich, he says, "Vos vilst azich so meirich." He says, "I don't understand the chaperai." He says, "I mentioned tchias amazing. It's not like I didn't mention it. I very much mentioned it. Elamai, I wasn't meirich. I wasn't meirich because I didn't see the toyelas in me meirich. Oyma mabos the ikir. It's the tachlis. The oyma mabos something that people think involves the goof. I have to explain to them it doesn't involve the goof. Oyma mabos is maybe people make light of it. I have to make sure they're not. The fact that people are going to come back to life sounds amazing to me, right? You'll have Gan Eden, there'll be good things going on. So why is that something I have to be Meirich? I'm not sure what the Toyelos of me Meirich is, says the Rambam at the end. And this, by the way, is the big argument. Can I get all the... And that's where Aaron Ber Meshulam right away told the Yad Ramai. He says, false filstuff in the Rambam. Because he wasn't Meirich in it? So he wasn't Meirich in it. But Lamais, he said it. He said him a furish. So if he said him a furish, so you know he's not a Kofi B'tchis. I can even say those words out of your mouth. That's what he wrote them. He says, I don't understand this whole tumble, the whole thing a little bit. It's something that's evading me. But the bottom line is, the Rama went and he defended his position. But I just want, as a postscript to this, right? A very important postscript, and that is, so the Rambam was defended by Rabbi Aaron Ber Meshulam. He was defended by different Rabbanim and that Kufa. The Rambam himself wrote a Maimer Tchias HaMeisim to defend. Of course, the Rambam sheet is that there's going to be a real Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim, that the goof that died is going to stand up. And all those Gemaras and Psukim that say Tchias HaMeisim, it's going to happen. And even though the Rambam sometimes holds things up in Moshel V'chida, he was very Maimer to explain why this is different. Over here, there's no question in the world that there's going to be a Tchias HaMeisim in a very real sense. It's just not the Tachlis. It's not the Iker. In fact, people are going to die and they're going to go back to the Iker, which is Olam Haba. Right, that's really what the Iker is. But just to be clear, what you walk away not understanding from the Rambam, which is probably what triggered this whole Indian in the first place, is the Rambam never explained what the purpose of Tchias HaMeisim is, and really what's going to happen in the time of Tchias HaMeisim. Because if the Tzaddikim are already in Olam Haba, it's like the Yad Rama said, why are they coming back to life, to live? Let's say they'll be Meirich, they'll live 1,000 years, and then what? And then go back? What's the point? It just doesn't seem to make any sense. And the Rambam really never explained Tchias HaMeisim. If you look at the Rambam in his Akdamah to Perek Chelek, in that one paragraph where he talks about Tchias HaMeisim, this is what he says. U'Tchias HaMeisim yisoid mi yisoid es teres Moshe. Ein dos v'lo histapkus pa'uma ha'yohudas l'misha inay maimim bozer. Right, it's a foundation. It's one of the pillars of belief of the Yid. And if a person doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim, he has no shaykhas to Yiddishkeit. Aval hi l'tzadikim, ulashoyim bereshis rabba gvuris gshama litzadikim ulurisham utchias hamesim litzadikim bilvad v'da ki ha'odam behechruch yomus v'yiparu the mashrukim imenu. After a person's going to go for tchias hamesim, he's going to die again. So did the Rambam explain what the purpose of tchias hamesim is? No. He just said it to Yisoid. Mi Yisoid is Teres Moshe. In das v'loy histapkus ba'uma Yehudis l'misha einu maimim bazeh. What's even more interesting is that the Rambam at the end of his Akdamah to Perek Chelek, he goes to the 13 animamim. And the 13th animamim is, right, what's the 13th animamim? Animamim b'amunah shalema shetia tchias ha-meisim b'eisha tal ha-rotzei me'eis ha-bari yisparuk shemoy v'yisalu yizichro la'ad u'lenetzach nitzachem. So zok the Rambam here, and when he's going to now tell you what the ikra tchias ha-meisim is, you ready? Sitting or you're standing. We explained it already. The Rambam didn't say one word. All the Rambam said was, you have to believe us. It's mavur in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that we taka don't know vos vedzayin tchias hamesim. We don't know. We have a chiv to believe Svetzayin at Tchias HaMeisim. And that is the Yisoid. The Yisoid of a mood of Tchias HaMeisim is Animamim Amunah Shalema Shetia Tchias HaMeisim. When Be'eshetal Rotzim Eisa Bar Yisparach Shemoy V'yisal Yizichra La'ad U'lenetzach Netzachim. That's all you have to believe. You have to believe that Svetzayin at Tchias HaMeisim. But what Tchias HaMeisim is, the Rambam said, that you don't have to believe. It's not the Iker. He says, Kfar Bi'arnu. Look back at what I refer. What did I write? I just wrote that you have to believe it. And if you don't believe in it, you know. But here it gets even better. The Rambam wrote a whole Maimer Tchias HaMeisim. Pages long. And he didn't explain anywhere in the Maamar Tchias HaMeisim what the purpose of Tchias HaMeisim is. It's clear that that wasn't the Rambam's objective. All the Rambam wanted you to know was one thing. There's going to be a Tchias HaMeisim. And any person doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim, he's kofrin the Yud Gimel Ikrim. And even though the Rambam didn't talk about it 100 times, the Rambam said, I mean, think about how many Shtiklach Torah we know from a Diyak in a Rambam. And Mali if it's a Rambam in Hilchas Niske Momin, Mali if it's a Rambam in Hilchas Yimah V'Chalitza, or Mali if it's a Rambam in Hazak Domet HaPerek Chelek. I explained to you my Shita. You have it right there. Avadi, you have to believe in Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim is not the Iker. Tchias HaMeisim is going to happen in Olam Hazeh, which is going to run parallel to Olam Haba in the end of days. People are, the Tzadikim are going to come back. Why? The Rambam never, ever explained. Which is what arose the suspicion amongst the people that weren't understanding. Right? The Yad Ramah, you have to be Miyashiv the Yad Ramah. I mean, the Rambam's the Rambam, but the Yad Ramah's the Yad Ramah. You have to be Miyashiv him. He went through Perichez, Perichez, and Cheshuv. He didn't see the Rambam mention one word. And even though the Rambam talks about Tchias HaMeisim, but he never explained it. He never ever explained it. Even when the Rambam wrote his Maamar Tchias HaMeisim, he didn't explain it. And it just seemed a little suspicious to him. And as a result, he interpreted to mean that the Rambam also is no physical Tchias HaMeisim. And the whole Tchias HaMeisim is just some spiritual thing. It's a Moshel and a Chida, like the Rambam writes. He wrote in Zakdom at the Chelik about Moshel Chida. The whole Maamar Nevuchim is filled with that. So that, it was his understanding of what's going on over here. But the Rambam clarified Tchias HaMeisim, Chas V'Chalila. No way in the world. There's a real Tchias HaMeisim that's going to happen. It's the 13th of the Ani Mamims. The Chiddush of the Rambam Shita is that it's not the Iker. That's not the Iker. You want to know what the Iker is? Iker is Olam Haba. Olam Haba is where a person goes if he's Zoicha after he dies. Olam Haba is where people are going to go when they die, even being Moisa Mashiach. Even Noch the Shis Alfishnin. Because the world Olam Hazeh is going to run parallel, like the Rambam writes in the Meira, Chelik Beis Perichov. It says in Mefurish that the world is going to go on forever and ever and ever. There's going to be a Nitzchias in Olam Hazeh. There's going to be a Nitzchias in Olam Haba. The Tachlis of it is Olam Haba. Tchias HaMeisim is Olam Hazeh. Why Tchias HaMeisim? The Rambam didn't say. But here's the good news. It doesn't really matter. It's not the Iker. The Iker, pun intended, is as Medav Gleivin. That is the Iker of Tchias HaMeisim. Either way, this is just a little bit of an understanding of the Shita Sarambam. What we need to do now is we now need to shift our attention to understand some of the other Shitas in the Rishonim, Berosham the Ramban, who wrote a whole sefer called Sharag Mol, much of which is dedicated to understanding Mamish, these Inyanim, the Dvarim Ha'im, the Beruma Shalayim that we're learning here in the beginning of Perek Chelek. But we are going to stop here.